August 17, 2016, Arizona City Fire District Regular Board Meeting.
Call this meeting to order.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, it's the regular board meeting for the Arizona City Fire District, and present are Chairman Tim McCain, Clerk Bill Bailey, Betty Harding, and Steve Ross. So all current board members are present, and we do have a quorum. Welcome guests, all three of you, for being here. Thanks for coming and being a part of the district and being a part of this meeting. And we'll move right on to the Fire Chief's Report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have 32 items on the August Fire Chief's Report. I'll just highlight a couple as we're going forward. Number one, we have one new recruit member that's going to be hired during the month. He's going to start on August 26th. It's Matt Sawyer. He's a new firefighter CEP that has worked with us with Southwest Ambulance for about the last 3 years. And we've had a really good rapport with him as well as we move forward. Under training number four, the district daily training for the month of July is the donning and doffing of structural firefighter gear and self-contained breathing apparatus. Captain Lopez, Captain Eppington, and Captain Hemmings and myself will all be conducting that drill as we move forward. Number eight, on 7/26, we hosted a meeting with the Pinal County Emergency Health Department and residents of Mountain View Estates regarding flood and flood control. This was a meeting we're doing in conjunction with the grant we were given for flood control for emergencies, and also to help us start to move forward with the incorporation of Mountain View Estates into our fire district as well. So it's part of that whole plan, the holistic plan, part of our grant to try to get them to increase our tax base as well.
Where's Mountain View?
Right behind Love's Truck Stop.
Okay.
And then on the 2nd of August, I attended the ACES Site Council School Improvement Process. Board Chairman McCain and myself are part of that meeting. It's meeting on a monthly basis to be the site council sounding board for the schools. Anything else you can think of for that?
We give recommendations to the board.
Recommendations to the board, and we're serving, myself and Chairman McCain are serving as independent members. I'm doing it for Fire District. Board Chairman McCain is doing it both for, as a paraprofessional, citizen, pastor, and chamber representative as well. So he's wearing many hats there as we're going forward. Number 11, ongoing procedures. We continue to develop the new business model to make our classroom that we're sitting in here an IFSAC training center and testing facility. This will help us with bringing additional revenue into our district to help us bring more funds in to support our processes as we move forward. So again, just trying to increase our financial models. On the second page, under number 19 is a highlight. During the month, we assisted 22 citizens with smoke detector challenges, batteries, and home safety repairs. Residents that were not able to perform their work on their own, we assisted with that as well. And we continue to do that on a monthly basis as part of our community outreach program. Number 20, the summer activities program that we did in conjunction with the Moose came to an end in the end of July. So we ended up hosting that twice a week, every Tuesday and Thursday, with many of the members supporting it greatly. Board Clerk Bailey was there, I think, at every one, and we grew to over 100 children per event. The last one, we had 126 children and 48 adults at. So turned into quite an event for us for the summertime. It gave the kids something to do here as well. Board Member Ross was part of those as well, too, and those were a lot of work to come in, but it really gave the kids here some great foundational support for the summer program. And then number 21, on the 23rd of July, the Arizona City Fire District Association held their annual movie night, and we're now showing the movies indoor due to heat and wind considerations, so we don't have to worry about the weather moving forward through monsoon season. Under School Events and Groups, 26, on the 26th of July, I met with the Pinal County Emergency Management Agency again for our grant with the Department of Defense Emergency Management Agency. This is going to give us financial dollars that help us kick off for additional grant dollars that we can have for flood control and educational purposes for fire prevention. And under contracts, business, and issues, the one I want to highlight is number 32. Captain Lopez is working with the Waxy Corporation for station supplies. It does a couple things for us. Right now, we have a lot of manpower we send to Walmart, Sam's Club, Lowe's, Home Depot to get our cleaning supplies. Captain Lopez is bartered a deal with the Waxy Corporation to have those come inside with us, and we are going to have a substantial savings from those as well. So, anything else you want to say about Captain Lopez as far as, maybe talk about what it's going to cover for us?
Well, actually, I don't know, members. It'll save us a lot of money from buying, like, when that's like $3, $4 a little container, or beets, $3, $4, when that, anything we spend is about $300, $400 a piece now. With this product from Waxy, it goes like a little machine that has all this, the right portions, like Windex. You give a 1% or 1 ounce to 18 ounces. It's supposed to be the best thing we can use. So that way, we'll be saving a lot of money on Windex, cleaning floors. And plus, there, a lot of stuff that they're giving us free is paper towel dispensers, soap dispensers for the bathrooms. We're still using that one that we had there before, which I didn't know that had mold in it. So we took those completely out. And the ones we're getting out from them is automatic. You put your hand on there, you get soap. And that's free. Only thing we have to pay for price as the product. And then anything that you got to do maintenance, any handles, mops, anything we do, they'll furnish that for us and less price. And we save like 25% because we're from the fire district. We're part of multiple agencies with the government. So we get a discount. And it'll save us from going back and forth, making a big list, and trying to get stuff together, then trying to get people, okay, can you go get us paper towels or toilet paper? And we'll wait like 2 days before, depends on the weekend or weekday. And this way, automatically they deliver to us. It's no cost to us to deliver. And we'll have the truck come in, bring the product right to us on the front door. And that's what saves us a lot of time.
Sure.
Okay. And plus our batteries. I know that I buy a little container of batteries, of double A's, because we do a lot of, and more nine more batteries because of our public. A little box is about $12, $14, and with them, it's only $7 for a box.
Wow.
So that means I can buy two boxes for the price of one, and that'll save a lot of money, especially like us, and our turnout snipes, our SCBs. Takes 8 batteries to run those, and one package want to do maybe 2 SCBs, and that's it. And this will, I can order a whole bunch of batteries. I have to worry about running out of batteries at the store, or they close down, or they got, I mean, from 9 volt to double D's, and like our mannequins or our AED training we have, it runs at 4 double D batteries. We wouldn't buy D batteries, we're using them often. And this way, I said, man, I need a box of D batteries, they'll ship it. The next truck delivers on Tuesday and Friday. So I need batteries by Tuesday. Tuesday will be right here in front of me. Here's your batteries. Don't have to worry about trying to look batteries, or sometimes some people don't have batteries. And but it's going to me, I think I use it in Casa Grande. When I was in Casa Grande, I was in charge of the maintenance station supplies, and I spent like almost every 6 months, over about $2.5 to $3 grand for all Casa Grande stations. And when I've changed over to Waxy's, I was spending maybe like $1,000 less, because $1,000, because I had to buy a product because of 4 stations. And I saved a whole bunch of money. The money I had left over, and these guys were amazing that the money I saved them, because the money I had left over, I went over buying new grills, pots and pans, dishes, whatever they needed. They had new stuff in the station because of the money that I saved from doing all that. And hopefully that here with this, the more product we use, and we buy a big product at the beginning, like this month would be like $900. And then $900, that price went down to about 6, 7, 8 months before I could put another list. Then we buy from Sam's and Walmart, Kmart, whatever. I mean, we spend over that, just going over there for us, the manpower or the person to go get it, come back with fuel, We're gonna save a lot of money on this, and I'm glad that we went that route. Like I said, we save percentage for being a government, so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So this is a project Captain Lopez spearheaded when we sat down looking to say, how do we save money and operate more efficiently? And this is one that, as Captain Lopez said, and he's worked with before, but with those government rates, it's always gonna be better than what we can get at Sam's Club, Lowe's, Home Depot, and Walmart. And the fact is too, is we can actually see where the uses are of these products and figure out if there's a better product to go forward with that. So it's just another way we're looking for operational excellence. So how do we do things more efficiently, more effectively, and more cost effective? So it's project, again, like I said, Captain Lopez. Part of our attrition is we're moving forward.
Chief, is that an open-ended arrangement with them, or is there a year agreement that district signs with them?
We originally did a one-year contract, but as the government rates, because they negotiate for all government entities, we're getting it cheaper than what we could ever buy for. And free delivery was something we negotiated for.
So at the end of that year, they can increase the price of the product.
We'll relook at that as we're going.
Yeah, good.
And that's all I have is for the fire chief's report.
Okay. Any questions from you guys, or comments, or anything? Chief, thank you again for your hard work for our district. And always looking for new ways to bring us in revenue or save us revenue, one way or the other. We appreciate all your hard work. Moving right on to the staff reports, number 6.
So for the staff reports for July 1st to July 31st, we ran a total of 124 calls. Four of those calls were fires. We had one structure fire off of Raven. We had another fire, which was a fire on a stove. We had another fire that was trash, rubbish in a garage. And we had a vehicle fire as well for a total of 4 fires. We ran a total of 90 EMS calls during the month. 4 false alarm calls, 1 hazardous material, which was wires down off of Battaglia, and a total of 24 other calls, which were smoke, lockout, animal rescues, public assistance, for again a total of 123 calls. On the second page, we broke down 93 of those calls, or that we wrote papers on as far as an EPCR. 61 we responded with no lights and sirens, which was code 2. 31 were lights and sirens for a code 3 response. And we had one call initially went out with code 3 that we dropped down to code 2 for a total of 9. Of those 93, one was a treat and transport by a private vehicle, one was a treat and transport by EMS, 59 were a treat and transferred carrier to Southwest, 9 were a treat and released, 16 were a patient refused care once unseen, 5 we had that were no treatment at all, and we unfortunately had 2 deceased residents during the month. The third page is again the breakdown of the fires that we talked about earlier. One structure fire, one fire in a stove, one rubbish in a garage, and one car fire for a total of 4 fire calls from there. And then the last page is our fractile response time for the month of July. Our 90% fractile response time was 6 minutes and 59 seconds. The highest response time we had, which was a back-to-back-to-back-to-back call, was 11 minutes and 0 seconds. Lowest response time we have was 30 seconds, and our average, which we're trying to always keep under 5 minutes, for the month of July was 4 minutes and 29 seconds. We were well ahead of our curve there with our 90% fractile response time and our average response time being under 5 minutes.
Chief, you were saying, I think at the last meeting, there was one day that you had just an amazing number of calls.
Like, yeah, we had 19. 19
yeah,
in 19 one day.
Calls in one day. That's,
we didn't miss any of them, which is the goal.
Amazing. Very good. Any questions, guys, regarding that? Our district is doing an amazing job, not missing any calls, and 19 calls in one day. That's an amazing feat.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know how you guys were moving after that.
Well, these guys do the work.
Yeah. Okay, do we have any correspondence, Chief?
We do. We have one from Fireworks Production of Arizona. It says, Chief, thank you for all your work and everything you do for the city of Arizona City. The city truly enjoys the fireworks. Thank you very much, and especially the crew and Captain Lopez for launching those fireworks for us in partnership with Fireworks Productions of Arizona.
Wonderful.
And we have one from a resident. I want to thank the fire department and the 4 firefighters that came over to change all the smoke alarm batteries in my house.
and also for checking on my AC that was acting up and helping with my filters. You're all great. Thank you again. Hope you enjoyed the pies I dropped off. Ginny Carlson. I didn't see the pies, so I hope they were good.
Were you on vacation when the pies came over?
Yeah.
But she was one of the 22, I think it was, that we did. 22? We got for the month.
Wonderful. Ooh. Excuse me. All right. Moving on to the consent agenda. All items under the consent agenda will be approved under one motion unless one of the governing board members pulls an item for further discussion. Having looked at the consent agenda, do we have a motion to accept the consent agenda as presented to us?
I'll make a motion for that.
Okay, that would be Steve Ross making that motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
And that would be Betty Harding making the second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That would be a unanimous.
So, Mr. Chairman, I can, if you look at page 38 of the consent agenda, this is the second page of the monthly roundup that Pepper does for us every month. You'll see under our total capital expenses and our revenue to receive against the budget of our 1.395681, we spent a total collectively 103,368.86. So of that, we spent 7% of our budget. So although we've budgeted, this is money that's available in what we have. We're budgeting about 7% per month to go through with that. So you'll see their revenue to receive, that's the percentage is 7% on that over the total. So at 7% per month times 12, it's 84%. That'll save us 16%. And that 16% will help us towards our carryover, $168,000 that we need to get through July, August, and September until we start to receive money.
Okay. So we won't start to receive any of these funds until September, you said?
Probably into September, if okay. I'm guessing right. And that's when we're going to start.
Start seeing some of our real estate taxes come in.
Yep.
All right.
September.
It really starts moving in October. Okay. Great. Okay, call to the public. Any of those wishing to address the board need to request permission with a card, and I did not receive any cards. So we will move on to old business, and we're going to actually move down to number two to start with discussion and possible action regarding retiring of board member Roger Taylor, and that would be you're named on that, Chief. So.
I am. So what we need to do is, per the county, we have a resignation that came in verbal to our board chairman. So Chairman McCain just has to send me an email that we can send the county. We need it for two purposes. One for the county that confirms that he stepped off the board via verbal text. I can't say that word. So via verbal text. So we'll have that. Second thing is we need it for the bank statement to take his name off the account and replace it with whoever takes it off. So
okay.
If you just send me a quick email on that, we'll have that done and go forward from there. We also closed that opening for us, and during the opening, we only had one candidate that put in a letter of interest in, and that's Dean Cron, and he's with us tonight on that as well. So
okay.
We can take action on that as well.
And we will talk about that in just a moment when we get to the new business then, correct?
Yes.
Do we need a motion to accept the resignation just for...
I think we did that at the last board meeting, yes.
We did. Just to confirm, we did accept that. We just need it in writing for the bank and in the county.
And I'll get you a letter regarding that too. Post-haste. I like to use those type of words.
You did well.
Yes. Instead of ASAP, post-haste. Got to use some more official, like old school language.
So you went to college for.
Yes, exactly. To use those type of words.
Still paying for it.
Yeah, I am. And will be paying for it until my son goes to college and I get to start paying for his. So, just...
In the library.
Move from one to the other, and then when I die, I guess it all gets forgiven. So something of that sort, or pass it on to somebody else. Okay, moving down to new business, we'll come back to number one here in a few moments on the old business, and we will also come back to number one on the new business in a moment. We'll go straight down to number two, discussion and possible action regarding the year-end audit with Saunders. And again, this is with chief.
So when we came in and became fire chief, we used Saunders and Associates to do our audits for the county and the state. Pepper and I have worked to try to see, is that the best we can do? What services are they providing? And is there a cost advantage to going with another vendor? What we found out is Saunders is just doing special districts, specifically fire districts, and that's the majority of their business. They're at all their conferences. They're connected to the state. They're connected to the legislation requirements of what special districts are required under the Arizona Revised Statutes. Doing our due diligence, we went out for 5 bids. Every one of them was at least twice of what they're charging.
Wow.
So I just wanted to see, is our value there for it? And most of them that aren't doing this business, it's a big burden for them to come in and get that for it. What we've determined is the best value is to stay with Saunders. We're going to continue that relationship. There's a cost savings on the new contract. Is it 2 or 3 years? I can't remember. 3-year contract, so we'll save a little bit of money. We'll review it again next year just to make sure it's still, nobody else can beat it. But for right now, I'll proceed forward with the audit through Saunders, just like we've always done in the past. But I wanted to do my due diligence to make sure we're spending that money wisely and there's no opportunity for financial operators.
Thank you for that, Chief. Thanks for going the extra effort to make sure we're saving a little bit of, I mean, actually a lot of money. I mean, if it's not twice, that's quite a bit of money for that audit. So thank you very much for doing that. Regarding old business, number one, discussion and possible action regarding Chief Heaton's contract and in new business discussion and possible action regarding the filling of Roger Taylor's seat on the board. I would like to make a motion that for those two items that we go to executive session. Second for that?
I'll second.
And that would be Bill. And all in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. All right, so we will go to executive session. Bye, guys. All right, we are resuming our open session or general session for our board meeting. And while we were in the executive session, we did discuss Chief's contract, and we'll be going forward with that. And then also, we interviewed Dean Cron for the open seat on the board. And with that, looking at number one, anyone like to make a motion regarding Mr. Cron?
I'd like to make a motion that we accept Dean Cron's application as a board member and welcome him to the district board.
Okay.
Second that.
And that would be Bill Bailey making that motion and Steve Ross seconding that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Dean, welcome to our board.
Thank you.
And I'm assuming at the next meeting we'll swear him in.
Yes, that's correct.
So
in, okay, I don't have a name tag yet.
In September, actually, yeah, in September, what is that?
21st.
Okay. My days are all mixed up. I don't even know what day it is today. What day is it today?
Today's 17th? The 17th of August.
So on September 21st, we will swear in Dean to our board. So make sure you're here. Not that you miss any board meetings anyway, but, you know, make sure that you're here for that one.
Bring your wife.
Call in drunk, Dean.
Call in drunk. I'm celebrating, so I'm calling in drunk.
Bring the press. Bring your celebratory group.
Bring cake. Bring cake, right? I'll Roger and Randy here for you. Ron.
Yeah. There you go. All right, so moving on, I believe we've accomplished everything. And so our next meeting date will be September 21st. 2016 at 6 p.m. And if you have agenda items, they need to be in by the 13th?
Yes.
And get them into Chief in order to put them in. With that, I'll make a motion that we adjourn our meeting. Do I have a second?
A second,
And all in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
All right.